food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 26 June, 2023, and a lot of stuff is happening in the world. I mean, a lot of stuff is happening in the world. But we're going to bring up our guest in a few minutes. One of the ones that like most, we're going to talk to Deborah Tavares. And as usual, folks, when I turn her loose, I'm going to get out of the way. Because she's going to cover so much stuff that it's going to make your head spin. Before we bring up Deborah, though, I do have a sad note to pass on tonight. If y'all can remember at all, Dr. Bill Deagle, he was a talk show host on Genesis and also for a while on some other networks. And he and I go back several years. He spoke at one of our seminars, and I was on his program several times. He was on mine over the years. Dr. Bill Deagle passed away on the 26th of May, and I did not know this until our guest tonight, Deborah Tavares, sent me a text on it. He passed away, had double pneumonia for about a year. His wife could not wake him up one day, and they took him to the hospital. He woke up there, but no one knows exactly what happened. They put all kinds of things down his death certificate, organ failure and all kinds of things. They really don't know what happened. But Dr. Bill Deagle passed away on May 26th. And keep Michelle and the family in prayer. Michelle is having a hard time adjusting. He wanted her to continue the radio show, which she's going to try to do on her own. And she's just such a sweet, caring lady. Keep Michelle in prayer and the children and their families, please. Dr. Bill Deagle is going to be missed. He's going to be greatly missed. He's a man of wisdom and had a huge heart for people. So just don't forget Dr. Bill Deagle's family in prayer, please, okay? And we are going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. 10:30 a.m. Eastern, you can join us for a half hour of prayer requests, praise reports, whatever. At 11:30, we get into Christian Worldview News. 1 o'clock, a list I'm going to do entitled America's Destiny. It's in the Bible, folks, America's Destiny. I hope you'll join us for that. I really do. And if you listen online, if you go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, you'll be there for the first half hour for prayer requests, prayer reports, 11:30, 12:30, you'll hear Christian Worldview News. And 1 to 2, you'll hear the Bible Study, America's Destiny. If you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone if you like, by dialing 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. Listen to us live. And we'll take phone calls too during the session, as always, folks. Now, without any further ado, I want to get to our guest tonight because she has a ton of information. She's chomping at the bit to get after it. Deborah Tavares, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Butch. I do want to say also about Dr. Bill Deagle. I was on the radio show with him for many, 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 many episodes over a long duration of time. I was a weekly guest on his shows. I have many of those shows archived, and they're on StopTheCrime.net on our Odyssey video channel. He was a brilliant man. absolutely brilliant.
Yes, he was.
And I'm looking at his obituary right now, and it says William Richard Deagle, M.D., February the 15th, 1952, to May the 16th of 2023. He was also a very dear friend, and as was Michelle, and I knew them both extremely well. In fact, it was Dr. Bill Deagle that commiserated with us on some ideas on hardening up our homes and our structures so that we would be less able and harder to kill. So with that, I miss him greatly. Having that been said, I know he'd want me to roll right in, and I am going to. So there's no particular starting point with what I'm going to be talking about today, other than, of course, to go through the neuroweapons, the directed energy weapons, the mind control weapons, and the targeting of individuals worldwide. And individuals are being disrupted, of course, as we now know, at a cellular level. And it's important to note, once you are a high-value target or you're targeted by government aficionados with different types of equipment, generally, you are always a target. I have really not known anyone that has been hit from weapons outside their home or satellite weapons systems that have been able to get out of the targeting program, I am sorry to say. And I commiserate with many targets I have for over the years, and I've asked them, what can we do when we don't think we're targeted like they are? Well, I've been told, please believe them. So if those of you are not familiar with targeted individuals, I've spent many radio shows. I have many documents on my website, stopthecrime.net, and I want all of you to understand, you are all targeted as well. There are different degrees of targeting. Also, we know about the retina scans. We know that targeting demonstrators can make them suicidal and depressed. With one pulse frequency, demonstrators can be neutralized into not caring. They will obey. And people also can be amplified with being angry and become very upset. This is all being done to us on a regular basis when we go into densified microwave areas in cities where there's the Wi-Fi and all of the wireless densification. And we know that NSA has built, along with the United USA Inc., we're a corporation, we're not a country, and has built with other corporate governments, we're USA Inc. and Earth Inc., and they've built a cadre of sensors used to detect every communication, everything you say, everything you do, from line tapping or close access sneak and peek to place bugs inside your home, your office, your classroom, your car, wherever. This is easily done, and it has been massively done. Massively. There are no firewalls or operational systems to protect us. None. And the active attack and direct access while you are even on your computer. So be aware the degree of targeting, the degree of data mining that is being done on all of us so that ultimately we will be controlled by AI and hive mining, which is consolidation of the human brains. You've heard about that. That is the goal. And they have acoustic hydrodyning, which means voices in your head with a set resonance frequency, and it's not imaging you're hearing, you're not imagining that you're hearing voices, you are. And physically and actually you are hearing voices. So when you hear someone tell you that they're hearing voices in their head, don't roll your eyes and think they're nuts, because likely you will be next. And understand, have empathy for all your fellow human beings, everyone around you, because we're all under mass attack. And we have to live in right conduct every single day. We have to draw the line in the sand. What are our morals? What lines won't we cross? and don't cross them, because we're going to be given many opportunities to cross lines, including the control of our minds. But they have electronic telepathy to transmit messages. We know that. This is old information. But the brain is the new and current battle space. We know that. And targeted individuals. I was in Cuba a year after the Cuban embassy was attacked. Now, who attacked it? It's very possible that the United States corporation did, but they certainly damaged many embassy workers at the Cuban, at the American embassy in Cuba. And they remotely influence beliefs and thoughts and more. And we know, too, sanctioned by the WHO, the World Health Organization, all of the agencies that are committing the worst genocide this world has ever known, causing the most destruction and death to all people and animals. The American public has been dumbed down because most do not know this. Most can't even get out from behind the effects of their cell phones, which causes a dopamine effect, literally causes a dopamine effect. Our bodies are overheating. We're itching and we're burning and we're tracked by drones or satellites. And V2K, again, voices in your head, being made to fall down. We can be made remotely to fall down by frequencies. Did you know that? Be very careful when you're walking around. I know a number of people that have been forced to fall because of frequencies. And we know also that sexual stimulation can be done remotely as well. So I want to talk about our home gardens, because I know there are many preppers that are growing gardens. And we must understand that everything coming out of this toxic soil is under assault because of all of the geoengineering, the aerosol spraying overhead with heavy poisons. The soil is toxic. It's toxic. And I interviewed Werner in Canada when I was on the Rinse Radio Network a number of years ago. Werner came to Canada from Germany. He read an article about Canada giving a large plot of land to anyone that would farm and ranch it. So Werner went there with his wife and met the call. And he was having cattle mutilations on his property with his cattle. Many of you have heard about that, cattle mutilations, where there's no blood drawn and yet organs are missing. If you don't know about this, you are back in kindergarten, day one. This has been happening for a long time, and it was not only just happening to Werner in Canada, but many ranchers all over the world. But Werner planted huge crops, and he saw planes flying low and spraying his crops. And within a few days, they were all dead. He went and talked to the local police and the local townships there in Canada. They thought he was nuts. They classified him as a nut job before he was finally killed. So I can say to you this, many people stand before us attempting to get the word out on what we face. It is extremely important that we all stay together now as best possible and help one another through an unimaginable future that exists all around us, because we've all been mind controlled. Why would anyone vote in a system where voting is just a distraction? Everyone is sidelined right now by voting and all of the rhetoric with the politicians. That is all staged. Everything is staged and rigged from top down to bottom up. And all local groups that we think are independent are not. Literally every area of our government and public for-profit enterprises have been infiltrated and taken over to undermine every perceived freedom we ever thought we had. And we don't have freedom. We're all controlled. We're all slaves. When the United States went bankrupt in 1913, everything in this country was collateralized. The IMF and the international bankers own it all. They own it all, which is why they can cause eminent domain. And I'm understanding that that's happening right now around some issues with the pipeline in the Dakotas. But I haven't researched that, so I can't say anything more about that right this second. But to let you know that your local governments and what you think are independent, they're connected to global operations, every single one of them. So if you are voting, then you're in big trouble, because here's another problem we face. We cannot surmount the money that's being financed for the disaster being caused upon each and every single one of us due to weather weapons. And right now, in today's paper, June the 26th of 2023, here's the headline. Now, don't just think because I am referring to California that this is not happening to you. It is. It's just a local paper that I'm going to tell you what's happening. $15 billion is going to be used in climate bond, and it's going to head to the ballot. In other words, people that still believe we have a voting structure are slated to vote on $15 billion. The bill aims to reduce fire, heat, and flood impacts. Now, let's look at this. They tell us that the massive forest fires, all targeted, all intentional, as all of you know. If you don't, then you are way behind the bell curve here. But massive forest fires, deadly floods, record heat waves, and historic droughts. Over the past decade, California has repeatedly experienced the destructive impacts of climate change. All the western United States have been impacted. Okay? Weather is on steroids now, and we are under mass attack, and it's costing billions of dollars in damage and claiming many lives, destroying cities. We're hearing about areas right now that have been hit with tornadoes. This is unbelievable. And so now they're saying, now in what may be the largest environmental measure ever placed on a state ballot, lawmakers in Sacramento in California are drafting a $15 million climate bond for next year's elections to test whether voters are willing to open their wallets to harden the state's defenses. Now, I can say that we're all hurting financially, and we are being attacked by unacknowledged forces in our government. I had someone recently ask me this question. When your alleged leaders, aka your false governments, attack you, and their aim is to injure, cause you harm, and put you in intense danger constantly, and ultimately kill you, what do you do? Tell me, what do you do? So they say, they're wondering, will the voters approve the money to reduce the impacts of climate change? We are being attacked, and I'm guessing that we're just really not going to figure out how to do anything else but to pay for the consequences of the attacks that are unacknowledged. Because every single radio, in the media, every newspaper, they all talk about climate change. Now we're going to talk about the states are now weighing in on a fuel tax. So all of you driving your cars, there's going to be a revenue at the pump, because revenue at the pump is plummeting. Charging by the mile is now going to become a reality for our insurance and our auto pricing. They've been talking about this for many years, and now it's coming into action. In fact, someone I know just received this in the mail. Your mileage matters. And this is from 21st Century Insurance Company. And they say, we are contacting you to ensure you that we have the most accurate odometer information to properly rate your insurance policy. Please go to the link below or scan the barcode to furnish your mileage verification process. So these are sensors on your car that will track, monitor every mile you roll, every single place you go. Make no mistake. These are inserting tracking devices that will record everything. They're talk about how Oregon's First in the Nation initiative, which is run by the State Transportation Department, the State Transportation is a agency set up by the world banksters. All of these agencies that are in this country have been put in place to literally take us down as we are being taken down. They're saying that road usage charging programs aimed at one day replacing motor vehicle taxes, which are generating less each year, in part due to fuel efficiency and the rise in electric cars. Now, if you heard me talk about electric vehicles, you know that the lithium-ion batteries in everything electric blow up. These are bombs that are being carpeted throughout this country and the world. Make no mistake. On last week's show with you, Pastor Butch, I talked about the lithium boom in Salton Sea here in Southern California, just 3 hours south of Los Angeles. They are going to be drilling into a geothermal heavily, the highest risk of earthquakes in the entire country. And I can tell you that Berkshire Hathaway and other agencies are doing this so that we can mine our own lithium here. And but look at the Congo. Look and see what mining lithium looks like, toxic dust. So I would guess that many cities in Southern California are going to be covered with toxic lithium dust and more. But getting back to the miles, they say states will soon need to make the programming mandatory. They go on to tell us that the Institute has conducted national surveys every year since 2010 and found growing support for mileage-based fees, special rates for low-income drivers, and rates tied to how much pollution a vehicle generates. So what kind of car are you driving? How are you going to be increased because of your pollution? If it's not an electric vehicle, I will tell you, you're going to be taxed off the road. Let's talk about this. They say, we're constantly hearing in the newspaper, and I'm looking at one such article right now, again, in the paper dated June the 26th of 2023, at least three die in Missouri shootings. We're hearing that constantly. We're hearing knifings. We also know that we have sleeper cells throughout this country and worldwide. What are sleeper cells? Well, many of them are in the Monarch program, literally brought through many organizations, including the Mormon Church. I recently posted an interview of what goes on there and how sleeper cells and assassins are created. It is unbelievable, and it is horrific. And if you don't know these things, you might want to know these things, because we're going to see many more murders and mayhem. We know that we're seeing stores now robbed. People are just walking in and filling up their bags and walking out. This is what we're going to be seeing in our communities. This is Mad Max on steroids. This is Mad Max. Again, this article talks about the tornadoes that hit Indiana, and people were killed and massive amounts of damage. This is regular news now, how horrific the weather weapons are for all of us. I want to get into a report I blasted out from my website. If those of you have not gone to stopthecrime.net and signed on to receive email blast, I would recommend you do, because I am back at it with posting many of these blast outs. I was quiet. I was not doing radio for probably close to 5 to 6 months. I even forget. People were worried. Where am I? What am I doing? Well, I was under mass attack, just so all of you know. And I will tell you some things about what you will face, okay? Right now, the cities are all looking for more revenue. They will be using code enforcement, as they are already, to fly drones over rural properties, country properties, and allege buildings that perhaps were not built with permits. You will then get a code violation. you generally have 30 days to remedy that violation, or fines and penalties start accruing. And I know some people that thought they could fight this because they think it's their land, that the code enforcement has no jurisdiction over them, and they jump on the train of the disbelief that they have rights in this country, and they don't. While their fines and penalties are accruing, somewhere it's upwards $300,000 to $500,000, and they lose their property. The city's code enforcement now has set up law firms to take your land if you do not mitigate code enforcement violations immediately. So don't think that you can skirt around these notices that might be hung on your front door. Don't think you can. Just do all you can to bend over and get out of the violation, because you do not win here. You do not win. And I can say that when I looked at and found the cities and the counties talking about increased revenue using code violations, and then having law firms set aside to foreclose on our properties, I could not believe it, but I now believe it. You have to believe it, too. This is happening. This is happening. I blasted out a water outage. No, few of you realize what's happening here is happening everywhere, and many of us no longer hear what's happening in Europe because they funneled our news to more of a local type of reporting. So you're not hearing, as I mentioned on a prior program, Pastor Butch, you're not hearing that a ship off the coast of Portugal sunk because there was a fire on board and they were transporting electric vehicles. It was 15 days burning. They could not put the fires out, and the ship sunk. You're not hearing that buses that are electric buses are blowing up, and then they're wiping out storefronts in front of the areas where these buses have parked. Are you seeing that? You're not. You're not hearing that at least once a week in national travel within this country, someone's cell phone blows up on an airplane. Have you heard about that? No, you haven't. You haven't, but now you have. Understand, these are weapons, and the lithium-ion batteries are weapons. They're dirty bombs, and we are being layered with them in this country. All of the solar battery backup, lithium-ion batteries. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about water.
Don't go away. A lot more to talk about.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green, with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. And before I want to make mention that as of the 12th this month, you can listen to Call to Decision on Roku. We're now on Roku. 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and a couple other times in the day also. I don't understand this yet. I don't know how to even tell you how to find me on there. But we're on there, and soon we'll be airing a couple of our Bible studies on Roku twice a week, real soon in the future. But if you know how to work Roku, type in Call to Decision Ministries. You'll be able to find us on there, okay? Back to our guest, Deborah Tavares. She has a lot more to share. Let's get started. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I want to tie in power outages that we're all experiencing for many reasons. The majority of our outages, of course, they claim are being caused by climate change, which are weather attacks. Many areas are suffering longer outages than ever before, and that will...
You're breaking up. You're breaking up, Deborah. We lost you there. You're breaking up real bad. Todd, is that us or is that her? Debbie, you're breaking up real bad. Okay, Todd's going to call her back, folks. These things happen. That's live radio, so I don't know what's going on there. But as you could tell, she was breaking up really bad. And her information, folks, is vitally important. And understand, she's just sharing what she knows. It isn't necessarily something we want to hear, that we like to hear, but it doesn't change the facts. My truth is, tell you this. There you are. Okay, you're back with us now. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. And I will say that phone interruptions and communication drops are becoming commonplace. That will expand across the country. All of you will have greater difficulty in communicating because they don't want you outside of the globalist speak. They don't want you hearing information like this that you can easily find out. I have been into documents for many years. This is all documents. There's no arguing with any of this. It's all been told, and I am only articulating what I know. So how are power outages and water shortages and sewerage leaks, all related. Our water is being massively poisoned. I'm looking at an article in the newspaper along the border of Mexico and San Diego. Many of you know that area of San Diego in Southern California. For decades, the water has been contaminated, and it's been leaching into the beaches there along the Imperial Beach, the coast of San Diego. But I'm watching people protesting in England over the massive sewage leaks that are coming out of large industries pumping and dumping toxic sewage down the waterways. All you have to know is that this is everywhere. They're poisoning the water supply on purpose. Now, I've reposted on my website the documentary. It's a three-hour documentary called The Report from Iron Mountain. And it was put together by a pastor many, many years ago. And I would recommend that you watch it. It's from all of us now, with the faster pace that we live in, you may find it to be a little slow. But understand what it is articulating. Waco and what happened in Ruby Ridge was all intentionally put before our eyes so that they could go door to door in the United States and do the attacks within our country. We're being attacked from within. So let's get back to water shortages and power outages. Do all you can to get backup for power. Now, the problem we face is that they are reducing our ability to access what they call fossil fuels, which is petroleum, which is a renewable. We will not soon be able to get propane or diesel or gasoline as we transition on to unreliable, weather-controlled renewables. So we're suffering many more outages here. I will say to you, many more sewage spills as we have more outages, more water operations will go down. For those of you in cities, you'll have sewer gas backing up into your homes. You have to make sure you meet up with a plumber and get that mitigated now so that doesn't happen. I can say to you this as well. We talked some time ago about the wastewater surveillance system that was put together by Bill Gates and Zuckerberg and others, and I can tell you how that's operating. Here locally, where I am, if you are on a septic tank and you need to get your septic pumped every so often, we are finding now across the board with a number of people in rural areas that their septic pumping has doubled. And it's doubled in cost because 50% of what must be collected goes to the city. So they can test the sewer load from your particular address that is being dumped in the wastewater treatment plant. Now, they can identify, if they so choose, some kind of pathogen, something to say your property is unsafe, and they can require you to relocate if there's a pathogen made up. Pathogen. It's also a way in which they can test and see how well their poisoning is doing for all of us because of all of the venom and the other poisons and toxins that are in our water supply. So I want to go on into outages, water outages, because I heard that in Europe, and most of you haven't, but I'm going to tell you this now, because I heard about this a number of years ago in Ireland. There's a hose pipe band. And that was announced because they're in a water shortage. So they're curtailing many people's access to even turning on water. Now, for those that are closer to the plants that have the water and disperse it, they are not able to wash their cars, fill their swimming pools, water any outdoor vegetation, nothing. Some areas have no water at all. And I was listening to an interview out of England. This man was saying he hasn't had water for 23 days. No water. None. The plants are dying. They want us to put in plastic lawns. Do you know that plastic grass damages the feet of your dogs? The plastic leaches into the soil? Now, I'm looking at these outages in England. And this is happening in Kent and Sussex right now, the hosepipe band. And we have to understand And I'm asking you, please understand that what I'm going to tell you right now, we all face. And we have covered the truth about water for many, many years. We've done many countless videos and articles that are on our sites, primarywater.org and stopthecrime.net. We are observing systematic water shortages, or outages as they're now called, that are easily avoidable if we were allowed to access primary water. But sadly, most folks will never be allowed to access the new, pure, unadulterated water from down below the mantle. That is a renewable. Our controllers have seized in a growing rapid pace now all water resources and creating water markets. They've created water markets. I talked about this in a video I did a number of years back called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. I found documents out of Israel and out of the World Bank in the UK about what they're doing to create water markets within the United States. And we are being told that water is a limited resource. It depends on rain and snowmelt. And we're all going to be forced into geographical locations where water will be reused. Now, understand what reuse is. Reuse is wastewater from sewage treatment plants. In other words, toilet to tap. But it's far worse, because sewage water contains forever chemicals that will cause disease, illness, and death forever. And we cannot survive without water, but we also cannot survive on reuse. And this is where we're going. And I'm going to read you an executive order in a few minutes that you must hear, because you must understand who you think you're voting for and the executive orders that are passed without you reading them. But this is another form of genocide and also property theft, and it's forcing folks off of the lands into designated kill zones of intense, unsurvivable frequencies and microwaving. Also, by not allowing folks to water outdoor landscaping, we will suffer from massive reduced oxygen availability because plants produce oxygen. So the idea that we must decrease our CO2, that's decreasing the oxygen that we need from our plants to survive and breathe. I don't know how on earth people have been so mind-controlled and subverted to sign on to their own death. People are being programmed and they're into the understanding that water is a finite resource, and it's not. They believe that water is influenced by rain and snow and weather events, including heat, along with lengthy droughts. But water is not influenced by what we're told. We have to wake up. We are not running out of water. Water is a renewable resource. Water is created below the mantle of the earth. This is why you have hot and cold springs that continuously surface, and why geysers continually spray out of the ground. Where does that water come from? It's primary water. It's new, clean water. In fact, there are higher intellects in Hungary, where people, unbeknownst to them most likely, have been drinking primary water. It is a scientific phenomenon. They are the most intelligent scientists of the world because they have had primary water to drink. We have been dumbed down. We're getting fluoride. So keep in mind, too, that we were told in May of 2023, just a month or so ago, that Paraguay was going to run out of water. We were told that. You can look that up. But they have the hose pipe ban. A number of years ago, they told us in South Africa they had zero-day water. They were showing indigenous Africans lining in rows with plastic jugs to fill out of a very slow-leaking hose bib, all part of the psychological programming. Now they're saying this. They came up with a scientific conclusion that they say surprised and concerned the scientist, because they found that groundwater extracted by humans has shifted the tilt in the Earth's axis. Can you believe what they're selling you? Us telling us that pumping water is creating a tilt in the Earth's axis? Nothing will be spared to psychologically create disillusion and confusion. And and force you in to wastewater treatment. Now, I'm going to go quickly over Executive Order 13956, dated October 13th of 2020. I'm going to hit parts of it. It's about, the topic again is Executive Order 13956, and it's called Modernizing America's Water Resource Management and Water Infrastructure. And it says, those infrastructures must be effectively managed, and our water infrastructure must be modernized to meet the needs of future generations. Now, how many times are you hearing in UN agendas, we must meet the need of future generations? This is in an executive order. So right away, you know that we're in trouble. So let me hit some of the highlights of this executive order, because it is unbelievable to me. They talk about how the executive departments and agencies must engage in water-related matters, and that do engage in them, including water storage and supply and water quality and restoration activities and water infrastructure, transportation on our rivers and inland waterways. How's that going? We're having trains being used as weapons now that are dumping toxins in our waterways. I digress. But they go on to say, the water forecasting must work together where we have joint or overlapping responsibilities. This order will ensure that agencies do that more effectively and efficiently to improve our nation's water resource management, modernize our water infrastructure, and prioritize the availability of clean, safe, and reliable water supplies. Now, if you get down into the second paragraph in this executive order, you're feeling pretty good. You're thinking, oh, they care about our water supply. But then they go on to talk about efficiently and effectively managing America's water resources and promote resilience of America's water-related infrastructure. Then I go down and I find what I hear. Actions to increase water storage. Build more dams. We know that dams are part of a weapons system. We saw what happened in Ukraine. I went over the entire aspect of dams being used for weapons. And you can listen to prior broadcasts and other shows, but I want to continue with this executive order because they say nothing about weather weapons. They say that they have to take actions to increase water storage, water supply reliability, and drought resiliency. It's weather weapons being denied in our executive orders in this country. What more do you need to know that we have been taken top down, bottom up, inside out? They go on to say that they want to improve our water quality. Oh, really? They're reducing the oxygen in the water supply. We have massive amounts of toxic algae blooms that are destroying the water supply in our lakes and streams. In fact, many people are told not to swim in lakes and streams because of various types of bacteria that will cause permanent brain damage. Permanent brain damage. I know someone that nearly died swimming in the Russian River that runs along Bohemian Grove here in Northern California, because our rivers are taking on large amounts of wastewater treatment overflows. In other words, urine, fecal material, and pharmaceuticals of undetermined concerns. But they talk about how they must improve the water quality and the challenges facing our nation's minority and low-income communities. Now, why would our minority and low-income communities face a deeper concern about water quality? Because they're poisoning certain specific areas of low-income folks in this country. And they have been. I was on with Dr. Stan Monteith, and we talked about that. We talked about how they were pumping in poisons and toxins in Oakland, California, and other areas as well. But they go on about how they're going to be implementing the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, issued in 2019. And I can say to you this, all these agencies that are listed in this executive order are agencies working on behalf of destroying this country. And I can only say that they say actions to improve water systems, including drinking water, desalination. So they're talking about using ocean water to desalinate it because we're running out of water. Nothing mentioned to any of us about the truth where water really comes from. We do not have to desalinate the water. And yet they're starting programs around the peripheral of this country right now. It's necessary waste, and we can't clean up the ocean's water, and we're going to have sludge. And where are we going to put all of that? So they say that including drinking water desalinization, water reuse, water, and flood control. And this is in this executive order. And they list all of these agencies, they're taken agencies, the Department of Interior, Department of Agriculture, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They're taken agencies set up and put in place to destroy our water supply and create the illusion that we have a government that's concerned about our health and safety. That's how they're selling all these programs, all of them. So they go on to say how they're going to work together. I can only say that in concerning the desalinization and water reuse and wastewater irrigation and building more wastewater treatment plants, they include that this is, they say that this, these infrastructure programs are funded by the Department of Defense through the Army Corps of Engineers, by the Department of the Interior. Now, I did a video on the Department of Interior and the forestry. They have SWAT teams. Did you know that? And they're prepared to shoot people in Northern California and in Oregon who do not allow the use of their water. I reported on this years ago, and I think I have it in that video I have up, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Control. I have visuals in that and others as well. But the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Energy, the EPA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Economic Development Administration, and every other agency, your school boards, your local cities, your local county boards of supervisors, they're all pushing genocide plans through the use and the implementation of sustainable development goals. And what we're all going to be faced with is using less until there is no more less to use. That is what we face. That is exactly what we face. And so they've reached a multi-state water deal. And they're talking about the Colorado River and how seven states are working on reducing the use of water from the Colorado River. I can only say to you that in my water bill, and I would recommend all of you look inside your bills, your utility bills and your water bills, I want to say this, they are deploying wireless water meters throughout this country and worldwide right now, so that they can remotely shut off your use when you've exceeded your use of water for that period of time. And if your water is shut off by excessive use, then you will be relocated where there is water for your safety. So in a leaflet I have in my water bill, it says exploring opportunities for our water future. Well, let's talk about that real quick, and then I'll read you this. Our water future. We have primary water. We've always had that. We don't have to reinvent and desalinate and use wastewater treatment to drink. We don't. But they go on to say that our area is currently studying options for increasing our long-term water supply reliability to prepare for future droughts or emergencies. Please join us to learn about the results of this study and provide your input. Do you know how many thousands of meetings I've attended over the many years with county meetings, meetings at our utility agency down in San Francisco? I attended so many meetings. Rosa Corey, when she was still alive, she was murdered by cancer here. She wrote the book Behind the Green Mask. Many of you might remember that book. Knew her very well. We went to many meetings together talking about trying to get them to not pay funds for ICWI, which was part of UN Agenda 21. No cities would stop paying those funds. We are being absolutely asset-stripped with taxes. They're going to skyrocket while these deeper-than-dark budgets continue to absolutely destroy this country and throw more toxins at us as we attempt to survive. This is what we face. And without water and drinking reuse water, we're surely going to die, and that's the plan. Now, I want to jump into microgrids. I'm working on a presentation that I'll be sending out, but I want to talk about that because your governments and your cities and many counties right now and all the military and some of the colleges and universities are installing microgrids. What's a microgrid? It's a way in which they can island off of the current utility connection. In other words, if there's an outage, they can still independently function because they have, and the typical islanding protocol is solar panels and battery backup. And they are already setting these up. In many areas, these are in full functionality. So when there's an outage somewhere because of a weather hit, these areas continue to function. You won't know that the lights are on and they're enjoying hot water and they are not out of electricity. You won't know that. And you won't be likely in a microgrid. And when you're not in a microgrid, and your power gets shut off for lengthening periods of time and or your water is turned off, again, your property will be considered uninhabitable and you will be moved off your property. Make no mistake. So now what they're saying about the microgrids, that's very worrisome. This goes into AI because they're pushing for more renewables. Of course, we know that renewables are not reliable and they are controlled by weather weapons, but they're pushing for more renewables to expand data centers. So why are they doing microgrids and dumping the majority of us off of access to electricity?
About a minute and a half.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to cover microgrids on our next show, Pastor Butch, but I just want to say we're in a high-tech war. The enemy is controlling us remotely from a distance, and we're in trouble, and we must understand so that we are not mentally fractured, and many people will be as they start to understand. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net.
Thank you, Deborah. Folks, flat out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night. You have a wonderful night, and try to digest all this if you can. Have a good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.